We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National...
Becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Oh, let's begin tonight, kind of close to home here in the state of Georgia. A woman in Barrow County, Georgia, contacted the sheriff's department there saying that, well, somebody had robbed her. Robbed her of a variety of documents and a blouse. 40-year-old woman told the deputies when they arrived that she knew who may have taken the items. She said it was a ghost or a spirit. She said the ghost of her mother often visits, but was a good person and would not take anything. However, she told the deputy she also occasionally sees a dark shadow person roaming near her home and believes this entity is the likely suspect. She has valued her loss at around $5,000. It'll be interesting to see how the cops handle that one, huh? Well, we are kicking off a new year, my friends. That's right. Happy 2013. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations, and my producer and engineer tonight is Hardwood Forrest Connor. Good evening, Forrest.
Good evening, Joshua. Barrow County, Georgia, that's where my family is from.
No way!
Yes, my mom's side of the family is all from that area.
So you are intimately familiar, then, with the thieving spooks of Barrow County, Georgia.
I am indeed.
That's why I actually have never even heard of Barrow County. So is there a significant city there that might ring a bell?
Winder, Georgia.
Okay, that's where this happened, actually, Winder, okay. Georgia.
Yeah, the big significant thing about Barrow County or Winder and Auburn is it's halfway between Athens and Atlanta, right?
Oh.
Halfway.
Oh, okay. Nice. So, well, Happy New Year, Forrest.
Happy New Year to you. I see you made it through 2012 unscathed, and, of course, December 21st, 2012 unscathed.
Just barely. A lot of the listeners may know, perhaps I posted something. On December 21st, the Mayan end date, a terrible windstorm, swept through, and a big tree fell on top of my car. and just crushed the whole back end of my car in. Did you know that, Forrest?
No. Ironically, that same windstorm, I had a big tree fall in my house.
Really?
Yes.
See, I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
okay.
I've got pictures of it. I'll show it to you.
So are you dealing with the insurance people now?
No, we're not going through insurance. We're just...
I saw the insurance adjuster just today because, you know, things get delayed over the holidays.
Right.
But it of course, busted my whole back window out, so I had to have that replaced. That was the first thing I did. And today the adjuster came and looked at the damage on my car and my wife's car because her car was parked next to mine in the driveway. So here it is, the ominous day, December 21st. The wind is whipping and howling outside. I hear what sounds like a bomb exploding outside my house. I go out there. The tree has crushed my car, and then my power went out. And now it's dark and spooky and eerie. And, I mean, the end of the world could have been upon us. But you know what?
What?
I cranked up my Sunshine Simple generator, and I was living in paradise, Forrest.
I bet you were.
How did you fare in the year 2012, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop?
Did pretty well, pretty well. Mm-hmm. On December the 21st, while you all were having tree issues,
right?
I refinanced my house. It was the refi from hell, but I got through it, and I am better for it.
Okay, well, super interesting, Shelley. No, I'm just playing.
That was it. Nothing happened.
What an exciting day. You go on these holidays, you know, Christmas and New Year. See, we're getting off to a good start. We're irritating Shelley right from the beginning. She's bristling already. She's going to be frothing at the mouth by the end of this show. I'm a little bit edgy and irritable myself because holiday time, you're supposed to be able to relax and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, right.
So why do I feel like 10 times more tired now? I'm drinking this Rockstar sugar-free energy drink, and it tastes like plastic. This is some nasty stuff. Needless to say, they're not a sponsor. Have you guys ever had this?
No.
I've not had the sugar-free.
This was one of those impulse buys, you know, before I walked out of the store to come here. I was like, I need a little pick-me-up. This is terrible, but I'm going to continue drinking it. So hopefully my second wind will kick in. Shelley, what are you drinking there in your flask?
Coffee.
Yeah, anything mixed with the coffee?
I wish.
You don't have exotic tastes, do you?
Depends on what you mean by exotic.
What's the nastiest thing you've ever eaten?
That horrible stuff you brought into the studio.
Oh, the durian.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was sitting down and I was thinking about all the stuff that I did in the year 2012. And I made a big list, which maybe we'll get into because I'm sure you all are super psyched to hear about all the things that I did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I started thinking about all the nasty things that I ate in 2012. And one reason I started thinking about this was because we're going to have a guest on the show later. Our friend, Andrea Carter, the Canadian. And Andrea, you've heard me talk about her before. She is the woman who tricked me into eating bull balls earlier this year in Colorado. Rocky Mountain oysters. It was Andrea. She says, oh, I have a little surprise planned.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I just hate surprises. I'm not a surprise guy. That surprises do nothing for me.
But this was food, and if it's food or drink, you're usually up for the nastiest thing you can find.
She slipped balls in there.
Well.
So, anyway, I start thinking about all the nasty things that I ate. I'm kind of like, you know, the Andrew Zimmern / Indiana Jones of the radio business. And here's a little list. Now, we all ate durian, the horrible fruit. But here are some things that I ate for the first time in 2012. I ate blood sausage when I was in Europe. Did you eat blood sausage, Shelley?
Yes.
Nasty, I thought.
It was nasty.
And it definitely tastes like a clotted, irony blood thingy.
Yeah.
Head cheese. Did you eat head cheese?
No, I did not.
That was nasty. I don't even know how to describe that. Kind of a livery, pasty boo. I ate tripe. You had a spoonful of tripe, Shelley.
Yeah. You told me all about that once you gave me your spoon and said, here, try some of my soup.
My intention was to eat the whole bowl of tripe.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do that.
Instead, you shared the nastiness.
Yeah. I mean, it smelled and tasted like a barnyard.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, tripe tastes like poop. And you can tell that, not that I have experience eating that, but it literally is the inside of the digestive tract, right? And there are these little finger-like projections, cilia-type things that move matter through the digestive tract, and you can taste that. Yeah.
And yet you order the nasty things, and you're surprised when they're nasty.
Well, I'm hoping it will broaden my cultural horizon somehow.
Plus, it gives them something to talk about
at
the end of the year.
Yeah, if I didn't have a radio show, I would only eat cheeseburgers all the time. Next, I ate... I actually wrote down sweet meat. I think it's sweet bread. I believe that's what it's called.
You're getting confused with a movie.
A film called Inbred Rednecks. I don't eat sweet meat, usually. Have you ever had sweet meat, Shelley?
No, I have not.
I bet you've had some sweet meat in your life. You've never... I'm not... Honestly, I know that people think that we're going way off the deep end, but there is a thing called sweet bread. I'm not sure what sweet meat is, frankly. Do you know what sweet meat is?
No.
Okay. I know that there is a thing called sweet meat, but there's this thing called sweet bread. You know what sweet bread is?
I knew it and I forgot.
It's calf brains. That's right.
Oh, that's right.
It's calf brains. I had that in Nashville. And then, of course, you know, I ate the Smoky Mountain oysters. But you know the last nasty thing that I ate? And I think this was that December or November? I don't remember. You know the last nasty thing I ate? Can you remember, Shelley Wright? You weren't there, but I did a Twitter post about it. I do tweet from time to time. I ate a scorpion.
Right. The stinger from the...
I ate a variety of portions of a scorpion. I went to a craft cocktail party in Asheville, and... my great friends, Josh and Steven, who run Eating Asheville, eatingasheville.com, they do these craft cocktail parties from time to time. And you show up and, you know, it's all kinds of strange, interesting stuff. So apparently there's a tequila out there, and we're all familiar with how certain tequilas have a worm. Well, this one had a scorpion. And so Steven decided that... if somebody in the room got the scorpion, it should be me. I am a Scorpio, after all. So he brought out the scorpion. Everybody's coming over, taking pictures of my drink. And I say, hey, I'm a real man. I'm going to eat this thing. And I did. I ate the tail, I ate the stinger, I ate the claw. And I have now absorbed the powers of the scorpion.
Did it give you indigestion?
No, but it was kind of hot. It was on a jalapeno. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Whisper secrets to the
has come and gone. It is over. We are now in the bizarro dimension. We've crossed that baseline, my friends. Everything changes from here on out. We're going to talk more about that hour number two. I got sidetracked with all the sweetmeats and whatnot last segment. I was talking about my friend Andrea Carter, the Canadian, who tricked me into eating. I guess you said they can be called sweetmeats, right, Forrest? Bull balls are sweetmeats?
Sweetmeats, the culinary term for testicles.
I'll be doggone. Okay. Well, she went to Belize right before December 21st. Andrea Carter, I think that's a risky move. I've been to Belize. I've been to the Mayan ruins. So have you, Forrest. Forrest just sits there and nods.
Yes, I have.
It's not a TV show, Forrest.
Really? Yes, I have.
Why don't we just do a whole segment of the show where we just use body language?
I have to bring Dr. Forston in for that
one. Yeah, do the French mimes. and he, by the way, Dr. Forston, is going to be at 13th night. We're going to get to that. But so Andrea Carter, she went down to Belize for like a week in the days leading up to December 21st. So she's going to come on the show a little later and tell us what it was like to be down there. And also, Andrea, of course, went to Transylvania with our group, Shelley. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to her some about that because she had a very weird experience at Hunyad Castle that is different than what all the other ladies experienced. Do you remember what I'm talking about, Shelley?
No. Well, no? My experiences weren't at Hunyad Castle.
I know. She had an experience at Hunyad that was very different than any of the other ladies because we think it has to do with the color of her hair.
You always think it has to do with the color of a girl's hair.
No, in this case, I think that she may have seen the actual ghost of Vlad the Impaler. I'll explain this later. We'll get Andrea on here and I'll give you my theory about this. Culturally, there is some significance here. But, you know, before we just kind of move on into all these amazing things that are happening, things that we have to discuss, I know that from time to time I have to get on the radio and explain to people that you shouldn't be ticked off at me if you contact me and I just don't get back with you.
He's busy. He's really, really busy.
It really is true. I know it sounds like an excuse, but, you know, I really did. I sat down and I just looked at some of the things that I did in 2012, just looking back on my year. And here's my list, okay? Look at there, Shelley. There's my list. I established my museum in a new location, the Asheville Mystery Museum. I created and presented a new program on the year 2012 in Charleston, South Carolina. I was a keynote speaker at the first Brown Mountain Lights Symposium. I traveled the country and made an entire series for the Travel Channel and lived in New York City for almost a month as a part of that. I co-hosted an expedition to Transylvania and then explored London. I saw my name in the credits of a Warner Brothers movie, The Apparition, as Ghost Consultant, which you guys now have a copy of, thanks to Josh Orek. He sent us a little batch of Blu-rays for those who were involved. I created the first ever walking tour in Morganton, North Carolina, the Morganton Ghost Walk. I did vacation a little bit in Key West. I even experienced for the first time ever Dollywood with Dean Warsing and family, who, of course, Dean, he's an awesome guy, great friend, also worked on the Apparition Project. I taught two different paranormal certification classes. I did numerous radio and TV interviews. I co-created the new Vampire in a Cult tour with Tad McDivitt. I started doing research and ghost hunts at the Grove House. I saw one of the final Unknown Henson concerts. I released a viewing guide for the Brown Mountain Lights. I was a keynote speaker at the second Brown Mountain Lights Symposium. I traveled to Colorado and shot a show with George Norrie, which is airing right now, by the way, at GuyMTV.com. There's a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com. I created my first cell phone app and touched in regularly and kept this show on the air with the help of you guys. That's just some of the stuff in 2012. And yet, honestly, people get angry because they send me an email or a text and I don't get back to them in 24 hours. It's pitiful that I have to spell it out that way. But you guys, you understand, you know, it's a busy lifestyle, right? We're all busy. But sometimes it's also nice to just get the heck away from the technology, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Get away from the cell phone. Get away from the email.
Yes.
Someday, I think I'm going to just throw my cell phone into the ocean like the guy in the Corona commercial.
Corona commercial.
Yeah. So, what'd you do in 2012, Forrest? What's your list?
My list? Well, I got engaged.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes.
That's probably the most major accomplishment I had in 2012. Of course, changed day jobs a couple times.
Right.
What's old is new, what's new is old again in that situation, it seems like. And other than that, I'll have to sit down and I'll have to a list made up by next week and see what I've done. Shelley, right. What have you done?
I need to make up my list too. The biggest thing that stands out is going to Romania.
That was incredible.
That was incredible. Getting attacked twice in Romania by something I couldn't see, that was what I went for.
Well, you know, you did get attacked by something. And
twice.
For the time being, we still have some pictures at joshuapwarren.com from that night when you were attacked by something.
Right.
But there is a TV production that has contacted me that's interested in doing an episode about some of our experiences in Transylvania. We'll see if that manifests or not. But what a great story to tell, because you were there with Patricia Dement and she got pictures as you are dealing with this entity attacking you. Do you feel like you brought anything back home with you, Shelley?
I may have. I've noticed some differences in my life since I came back. It is very possible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, okay, we're coming up soon here on a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you guys your last update that you're going to get on 13th night, which is coming up this Monday. This is our huge, big, crazy party that we're going to do this Monday, January the 7th. I also want to tell you about a super-duper creepy house that you need to take a look at. But before, you know, recently we started doing some prayer requests on the show. And we did a prayer request for our friend Patty. We did a prayer request for your mom. And so far, the response has been really positive. And so, honestly, this is not something that we want to just, like, start just doing 3 hours of prayer requests. But I'm starting to get more and more people now who are saying, oh, can you pray for me? Because we believe in the power of collective consciousness. So there's a woman here named Marilyn. I won't give out her full name. She's been recently diagnosed with liver cancer, which may have metastasized or whatever they call it in her stomach. So I want everybody right here as we go to break to think about Marilyn, think about her liver cancer, and think about it just vanishing, just being gone, just dissolving. A prayer using the power of the audience for Marilyn to get rid of her liver cancer. And when we come back, I will tell you about some very creepy business, my friends. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. Keeping you company tonight. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. It's called Speaking of Strange. Night after Christmas as a time of merriment and the official start of the carnival season. But we, for the first and only time ever, present you with 13th Night. This is a night of shadows and mystery that will celebrate 2013 when the paranormal realm moves closer to the physical for the next 1,000 years. It happens this Monday night. One time only, this Monday night, January the 7th, 2013, 7 p.m. at the Grove House. Dress up as your favorite ghoul to win a prize. There's going to be a full liquor bar open there for you to imbibe the liquid spirits of the night. Going to have ghost hunts going on, running throughout each part of the creepy mansion, including the tunnels underneath. We're going to have some fortune-telling. I'm going to do a short concert on my theremin. Shelley, you're going to be reading palms, I understand.
Yes, I will be.
So you're an expert palmist?
I will become one by then.
And, Forrest, you're going to be reading auras.
I am.
Missy Hill is going to be doing psychic readings. I believe Kuka may be doing a little belly dancing.
I've seen her belly dancing. She's really great.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Forsten's going to be telling ghost stories. I think Kat Wilson's going to be reading some tarot cards. Do you have a friend who's also going to be doing some of that, Shelley?
Yes, Holly.
Okay. Gosh, I can't even remember all the stuff that's going to be happening. But you see, the thing is, it's a big blank slate. It's not like I'm assigning people to do things. Like, you're going to do this, and you're going to... We just have access to this big, crazy, creepy mansion. It only costs $10.
Yes, $10.
$10. If you buy your ticket online, you can save money. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, for more info. Come out and party with us on Monday night. It's worth it just to see Shelley Wright, for God's sake. Right. Now I sound like I'm
That's
clocking.
Right.
Right, right.
Right.
Clockwork Orange. You ever see that movie, Clockwork Orange, Shelley? Right, right.
Right.
Of course you haven't. Right, right. She has no idea what I'm talking about. you got to see that movie. That's a good one. No, that's it, it's this Monday night, January 7th, joshuapwarren.com, no period after the P, to come hang out with us there. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to get crazy. I may even take my pants off at some point. How does that sound?
Joshua, you want people to show up to this thing.
Not put their eyes
right, on. Right, right.
Right, right.
Right, right. I'm snorting.
Bring your droogs. Bring your droogs to the show.
Very well. Me and my droogs went out for a bit of the old ultra violence. We stopped at the old milk factory.
You're a little in out?
Oh, goodness. Now you've gone too far. Shelley has a very perplexed expression on her face. Hey, listen, here's a story from the UK. They have a problem there with homeless people sleeping inside of graves, it says. This is at Cambridge. It says they're pushing stones off the top of tombs. Homeless drug users pushing the stones off the top of tombs and using them as beds for the night. Horrified passersby spotted the disrespectful squatters sitting in the graves in Mill Road Cemetery. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I have heard that if you sleep on somebody's grave, you will have dreams that night about that person and basically have a visitation with that individual's spirit. Have you guys ever heard that?
I've heard something of the sorts.
Why don't we try this out? Which one of you wants to go sleep on a grave?
Not it.
Huh?
Not it.
You're not going to do it first?
No, sir.
Really?
Why don't we don't say we did?
I figured that you would be first in line for something like this. I mean, you're a bold man.
I am.
You just want to sleep on a grave?
Wouldn't feel right invading someone else's resting space.
I think it could be done respectfully. If you just lay your head down on a grave and commune with the spirits, you look like you want to do this, Shelley.
No, it's cold and it's hard, and I don't have to be laying on a grave to commune with spirits.
Okay, well,
why don't you do it?
I guess I'm going to have to.
Tell us how all that went.
I suppose I'm the only one with the cojones here to do this. Fine, I'll do it.
Mr. Eater of Bull Balls, you go do it.
I will do it. Now I have to figure out whose grave I want to sleep on tonight. Boy, what a list of strange things happening here all around the world. Listen to this. This is from California. It says here there was a huge city power outage in Mountain View and in Lincoln Park. Because of a Mylar balloon. Somebody let a Mylar balloon go, and they say that it made contact with the power line and
zap
the whole thing. That's kind of crazy that these power lines are that exposed, that vulnerable. It seems odd to me. Boy, some of the things that we've let loose in the sky, right, Forrest?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Forrest.
Yes, sir.
You're going to read auras. Let's get back to this.
Okay.
What do you do when you look at an aura? How do you see it? What's your technique?
I just sort of let my eyes relax, almost sort of go out of focus, and just sit there and concentrate on it for a second, and eventually it looks like almost like heat waves coming off the person.
Right. Exactly. It does.
And some, like, it usually starts out sort of clear looking, and then if you sit there and look at it long enough, it starts to take on different tints and different hues.
So,
and for every now and then, like Shelley, I might see sparklies around.
See, I know what that means. So now, do you think, Forrest, that your aura vision is being enhanced as the new year proceeds?
Actually, I was testing out a couple nights ago, and I believe so. I believe that since the last, I mean, I've not really tried it on an active basis for a while, but when I'm actually trying to look at it, I think I can actually see it better.
I think that this year is about the opening of a third eye. It's about the beginning of that new awareness. And I went to Chicago a few years ago to a conference up there. And there, sometimes when you speak at ghost conferences, the people who attend, they kind of remind you of Trekkies. They're like really geeky people sometimes. That's fine. I love them, but they're really geeky.
I like geeky.
This one guy was like just fighting his way to get to me, to give me this piece of paper here, which is a theory about why that 2012 was going to be the year when the aliens came back. Now, if you read The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan, or if you watch my video, I never said that I believed that the world was going to come to an end.
Right.
Or that there was going to be a mass invasion of aliens. What I actually said was that I thought it would mark the beginning of the opening of the third eye and would begin a phase of hundreds or thousands of years of people having more and more contact, similar to what happened in biblical times. That was my theory. But, now that 2012 is over with, it's kind of interesting to go back and look at some of these other theories. And this guy had a theory about aliens that were going to come here and collect radiation from a massive star that exploded 800 light years away. Do you guys remember this theory? And that they were just going to collect the radiation. And that's sort of the incentive that the aliens have to be here. And it would be interesting to go through and read all this. I'm not going to here on the air. We're going to take a break. But when we come back, I do want to talk to you a little bit about taking our world closer to a Type 1 civilization. Do you know what a Type 1 civilization is, Shelley?
It's all in your book, in your video.
It probably is, yeah.
Yes.
Basically, a Type 1 civilization is a civilization that is able to utilize all the resources of the planet in harmony. And a Type 2 is utilizing all the resources of your solar system. And Type 3 is your galaxy. And Type 4 is going to other places. Well, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you a little bit about taking humankind closer to a Type 1 civilization, and why it has great relevance to a little trip I'm going to be taking this year to Scotland. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
You hardly ever saw Granddaddy down here.
I'm good.
the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Andrea Carter, the Canadian, about what it was like to go to Belize, be in the heart of the Mayan ruins just before December 21st. And do you know, she also is a radio host herself. She's part of a program called Cougar Chat. Yeah, Cougar Chat.
Cougar.
What an awful cougar sound that was. That's what a Canadian cougar sounds like. Yeah. Yeah, that's what Canadian cougars do. We're going to talk to Andrea Carter, the Canadian, soon.
Tell us what it's on the boot.
Let's just make as much fun of her as possible. Let's just pull every Canadian joke we can.
I hate to see what she's going to make you eat the next time she runs into you.
Well, now I know her little game, so I'm going to make her eat something nasty next time. Okay, this year is exciting for a number of reasons. I signed the contract. It's all signed, sealed, delivered. I am going to be in Scotland this August. I am one of the speakers at the big, huge event called the Spirits, Shadows, and Secrets International Symposium. And not only will I be speaking there, but I get to be one of the few people who will be leading ghost hunts into tunnels underneath Edinburgh that are usually inaccessible because they had so many problems with the liability, they closed them down a while back. So I'm very excited about that. The lineup of speakers for this event is mind-boggling. You've got Dr. Edgar Mitchell, one of my favorite interviews, sixth man to walk on the moon. You've got Eric von Däniken, Chariots of the Gods. You got people like Travis Walton there, you know, who was abducted by aliens, supposedly. But one of the people that I really look forward to hopefully meeting and maybe sharing a beer with is Michio Kaku.
Yes.
Yeah. Michio Kaku, he's as intelligent as they come. He also seems to be a very friendly, affable guy, very open-minded. And he talks a lot about this civilization standard, that, you know, a type zero doesn't know how to take advantage of everything on the planet, et cetera, as we were discussing before the break. By the way, Shelley, do you think you're going to make it to this deal in Scotland?
I believe so.
You think?
I think Demented Patty is going to be there as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We are marking our calendars.
What are the chances that you might make that trip, Forrest?
I'd like to try to make it. We'll see what the future brings.
Yeah. So, I really do believe that this concept of trying to bring people closer to a Type 1 civilization is noble. Not because I'm some environmentalist. I really, you know, I'm not that worried about the planet, frankly. The planet's been around a long time, long before humans, and it's probably going to be around long after humans. But what I am interested in is saving money and having a convenient life. And I think people are just getting reamed every day by these electric companies, and that drives up all of our costs. So that's one thing that, you know, interests me is helping people to take advantage of solar power, windmills, hand generation, whatever, you know, creating independent, efficient, shall we say, clean energy generation. Especially when people are in a crisis, like when these hurricanes come through. You know, we've lived here on the east coast of the U.S. our whole lives. You know what happens when hurricanes hit. So I've had such a great time with the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator Company that this year, my big New Year's resolution is I'm going to create the Sunshine Simple Foundation, which is going to be a non-profit foundation that's going to have solar generators and other types of independent energy generators that can be quickly delivered and deployed at times of crisis, and in the meantime, help people who are in need. So just keep that in the back of your mind. I'm planting a little seed, because once this is set up, I want you to support it. And I can envision if you're in a position and, let's say, a hurricane hits and you're screwed, and we show up and somebody hands you a free solar generator and it's got our name on the side, you're going to say, wow, these guys are really helping people, and then you'll want to support this to help other people. So it's a good thing. It's a noble thing. That's my my New Year's resolution. When we come back, we're going to talk to Andrea Carter, the Canadian, about her paranormal adventures. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.